I'm talking today to Bryn Porter, who sits on the board of directors for the Music on the Mountain Society, which runs a music festival annually, affectionately called MomFest. Bryn, thanks for talking with me today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
Sounds like we have another guest on the radio as well.
Yeah, I have my daughter, Kara's here. Her mom's at work right now.
Okay, so we're just going to launch right in. When was the first Mom Festival?
The first Mom Festival was at 2010, so about 10 years ago.
And it ran every year consecutively other than 2020?
Yeah, it went off without a hitch. I managed to attend all of them except for the third one.
Cool. And when did you join the board of directors?
I'm very new to the board of directors. I jumped on as secretary just for this last year. So helped get the whole thing organized and watched it not happen.
And who's responsible for the festival in the first place? Like, whose brainchild is this?
This was the brainchild of a couple who lived up in Fort St. James at the time, named Rosemary Conant Rosemary and Lionel Conant.
And what's their background? Were they musicians themselves, or how did the festival come to be?
You know, now that you mention it, I don't remember ever hearing them play music, but they are some of the biggest music lovers that I've ever met. They're just absolutely lovely people and really committed to community-driven events. Mm. And they know how to put on a great party.
So this year was obviously a little bit different, very different. When did you decide to cancel the 2020 festival? And what were the conversations like leading up to the decision?
Well, when things started looking hairy, you know, we held on to the dream for a little while, but we were one of the earlier festivals to decide to cut as well, just because safety is definitely at the forefront. So as that happened, we started talking about alternatives. And the first idea that came up was to just have a very controlled, don't want to necessarily use the word party, but a gathering of just a few select musicians and bring in like a couple people to do some camera work and make like a little mom documentary. And as we were organizing that, things were clearly not getting better on the COVID spectrum. So we decided to can that one as well. And I've been working on some new ideas since.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about this newest iteration of MomFest.
Yeah, so a way that we thought we could keep the community active and musical was to create a Music on the Mountain album, but do it in a way where 2020 mom artists would be covering other 2020 mom artists. So I reached out to everyone that we had booked to see who would like to be involved and kind of set up a graph. So every single artist is covering a different artist, but everyone's getting covered. So it's 19 different tracks in total.
Wow, so 19 tracks and 19 artists, each covering one of the other people on the album.
Yeah.
Very cool. Were there any other kind of parameters you set around it, or was it pretty much whatever people were excited to do?
Well, I did kind of a first come, first serve basis for who gets who. Just to keep it interesting. And as far as parameters go, it's pretty loose. Anyone can pick any song they want from any artist. And most artists are recording it themselves just for safety's sake. Hmm. We should be getting all the submissions in by the end of February.
That's very exciting. So when is the release date planned for?
The release date is for, it's still a little loose, but ideally we're going to have it done by the summer.
As you're pulling together all these different artists with different needs, have you encountered any barriers around the ability to record or accessing music or anything like that, kind of COVID-related?
There haven't been any hard barriers. There have been little issues, as in we have some newer artists that were hired that don't necessarily have any recorded tracks. So, I had to reach out and make sure that the coverer had some recording of the coveree, whether they were really low fi or not. As far as other little issues, it's been pretty smooth so far, but that being said, we're pretty early in the game.
Yeah, fair enough. And what were some of the kind of important aspects of the festival you were really trying to preserve in this project?
Really wanted to keep it community driven in the kind of Fort St. James area, or northern BC in general. So one of the goals was anybody that was outside of the northern BC area had to cover a northern BC artist, just to make sure that it all stays within the family here. Another thing that we're going to try and do is, if possible, I've encouraged anybody recording a song to try and get video of them recording it as well, so we can make just a little Music on the Mountain demo later on, and maybe throw in some shots of where the old mom site is and keep a visual with it as well.
So, in addition to just being a lot of fun, what were some of the motivations for the Mom Board of Directors to put together something like this to kind of change with the times and develop something innovative?
Well, there is a thing about funding as well too, where the Mom Board does get funding to put these things on, and it's really nice to be able to use that funding to give back to the artists. So this was a way to do that as well. So we are able to pay all of the artists that are involved. Unfortunately, it's not as much as if we had been making ticket sales, but it does help.
Yeah, that's great. And also maintain those community connections between people, right? As they communicate with you and with each other about the tracks and the music and that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Start some conversations between people that might not be conversing otherwise, which is really nice, which is what happens at a music festival as well.
So I don't know if you're at liberty to discuss this or not. Is it under lock and key who's covering who, or is are you able to give us a little teaser of some of the content of the album?
It's a little under lock and key.
Under
I
lock
want it
and
to be a bit
key.
of a surprise.
Fair enough, fair enough. Are they predictable pairings, or can people expect to be surprised?
Oh, there are some big surprises for sure. No, there's a lot of great local acts. Like, I can tell you some acts that are involved, just not who they're covering. But some of the local Prince George acts would be like Amy Blanding, Brit AM, Danny Bell, Dead Sexy, myself as the Brain Porter are on there. And yeah, there's just tons. It doesn't end. Well, 19 artists. It does end, but
Yeah, that's a good roster. Well, how can people stay up to date on the latest with this album and also just Mom Festival more generally?
you can Mom Festival does have a online presence, whether it be Facebook and Instagram and whatnot. So if you keep track on there, there will be updates. And yeah, we're gonna I don't know if we'll be making hard copies of the CD right away, because all of our funding is going to the artists right now. But that is a future endeavor, so we would like to have hard copies to sell eventually, but it will be for sale online.
Awesome. So go follow Mom Festival on Facebook, on Instagram. There's also a website, I believe, momfestival.com, that will probably be up to date in the near future.
Absolutely.
All right, Bryn, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem.